Sean, it goes without saying that you're going to be disappointed with that result, but what about your team's performance today?
First off, not as good as we have been. Didn't really play. We kept the ball at times, didn't really play with that edge that you have to. And if you give the other team a chance to get the upper hand like we did, and they take it, which they did, and they're 1-0 up, and then that's difficult to come back from. But then second half, we addressed it at half-time. I was very pleased with the reaction at half-time. I thought we were on the front foot second half. I thought in the end we caused enough trouble for them to probably get a draw. I thought that would have been a right result in a tight game, I think. But their margins are tight. You know, I haven't changed, the record hasn't changed for me. Early season when we were winning games, I said the margins are tight, we're on the right side of them. And at the moment they're still tight and we're just on the wrong side of them. And, you know, many reasons why for that. You know, a bit of stretch at the moment with the squad. But I must make it clear, the players who have come in are actually delivering reasonable performances, I think. And like I say, second half, we were a side that should have got something from the game, I felt.
And in terms of that first half, did you feel like you were a bit below par and Palace were good, a little bit of both?
Yeah, a bit of both. Yeah. No, take nothing away from Palace. I think they're a very good run, as we know. They simplify their format, 4-2-4 in attack. They get the ball forward very, very quickly. And we just didn't really find our feet with it. We didn't get to grips with it. Conceded a soft goal from our point of view, not from the actual finish, but the earlier part of the move. But then, as I suggested, the second half, we did get to grips with it. We made chances, we created enough. I thought we were on the front foot, and a lot of good things I expect from the team. And you've got to remember, we've shifted a long way from last season, particularly away from home. You know, we're taking these games on now. Last season, there was games when it just felt like it wasn't going to be your day from very early. Today, we're 1-0 down, but you can see how hard the team are working and some of the play to get back in the game. And that's a big shift from last season from where we are now.
Yeah, your team have found it difficult to come from a goal behind when they concede, you know, to get back and to win the games. Is that an area that you clearly want to look at?
It ain't that easy, you know. I don't know if you looked at the stats in the Premier League. There's not that many, you know, turning them 1-0 deficits around to win. So, you know, we are progressing, but we still are Burnley Football Club. We're still not giants of the Premier League. We're still having to move forward in bits at a time, you know, and there's been good progress this season so far. There continues to be that. But we know we've got to, you know, get back on the right side of their margins. And it, you know, the games come thick and fast still. You know, we've got another game next week, another big game, another important game. But I said to the players second half, I was really pleased with that. You know, it's important that we remind ourselves of what we are. You know, and even on this awkward run, you've got to remember we won 3 out of 4 previously. So if you add it all together, then I think most people would consider us still going in the right direction, which we are.
And as you said, created chances second half, particularly Ashley Barnes. Didn't really look like he had much alternative. By the time he got to the ball, the keeper's almost at him.
Yeah, the pitch actually is one of the best I've seen it when I've been down here this year, but it was still a bit bobbly. And as you saw, the ball was just creeping away from him. He's managed to get a foot on it. The keeper gets a lucky one. He's turned away and it is his back heel, I think. Folks has had a header near stick, which has just glanced across. First half, he had a header which has just glanced across from a set piece. You know, we are being more productive away from home. You know, there was times last year when, you know, we were coming out of games and not really creating too much, whereas now we are being productive. So, as I said, I'm not overly concerned with what the team are trying to achieve at the moment, but you know, you want that winning feeling. And, you know, the margins are so tight, you know, in the last games that we're talking about. I mean, Huddersfield, we get an out on penalty not given. You know, we're at Man U and we're 3 minutes from a win and the ref gives a soft one and then they score from the set piece. You know, these are all things. They're all part of the margin. So it's not just the football, it's everything coming together.
And, of course, the defence has been tight in that first half. Obviously, Palace were on top of you a little bit, but the second half, much more composed.
Very good. I thought second half, very good. You know, I was pleased with their reaction because they know, you know, I know the honesty we've got in the group. And first half, we just weren't. It's hard to describe. It's just you only need to be 1% off, you know, of having your eye and playing with that sort of eye of the tiger. And we were that 1% off, probably even a bit more. Second half, that came back and we delivered a good performance and a performance which was much more like what we're about.
And George, Kevin and Kudu, you brought him on midway through the second half. How do you think he did?
He did okay. Moments, flashes, you know, and he's going to take a bit of time to get used to us. You've got to remember, he hasn't played a lot of football. But we know what he is. We know he's quick. We know he wants to attack players. And like I said, there was flashes of that today. And he'll get more and more used to us. But he'll feel better for just getting out on the pitch today.